I'm Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and I'm speaking this morning with City Councilor Patty Boucher, who's introduced a bill to ban large-capacity magazines in Santa Fe. That bill is going to be voted on next Wednesday, June 26th, at the City Council meeting. Thank you for being here, Patty.
Good morning.
So, can you tell us about this bill?
Yes, they're actually, we call them large-capacity ammunition feeding devices. They're not the ammunition, they're actually the feeding device that allows for multiple rounds of ammunition to be fired. And in general, they've been considered, back in 2004, when they did not renew the Assault Weapons Act, it was the law of the land in our nation. We had new magazines containing more than 10 rounds were banned under the Federal Assault Weapons Act. And it was not, Congress did not renew the law despite widespread support from over 70% of the Americans. And as we know, we have a large and effective lobby on the, the NRA has been very effective, and there very little is being done at this point, both at the federal and state levels, in terms of common sense gun regulation. And so when I took a look at what I believe our Constitution in New Mexico does not mention anything about these feeding devices. So the hope is that we'll be able to, at the municipal level, make more than a grand statement, but really try and make sure that folks know that these ammunition magazines, they've been used in Tucson, Virginia Tech, Fort Hood, and Columbine, and those mass murders.
Right?
Yeah, and what they do is they enable the shooter to quickly and efficiently, without reloading, and that's the key piece, to take down a lot of innocent people. And so, including in Arizona, the shooter was able to be taken out when they stopped to reload. So the hope is that, ideally things would be happening at the national level, and even at the state level, we fail to really improve our background check laws. And so we're trying here at the grassroots level, which is what I consider the municipal level, to send a very strong statement that, we want to be heard. We would like action at the national level, and we would like better laws to protect particularly our children in the schools. I mean, the answer from the NRA has been to just arm guards, in the schools. And so,
oh, it's terrifying. Or provide bulletproof backpacks, I saw.
Right, after some of the massacres. More ways to sell things, in an armored world. And so we're just hoping to really, people have said, well, you still can get these things on the internet, and, you can get them in Texas. I mean, good news is that Colorado and Connecticut, where they've experienced some of the worst massacres, have taken matters in their own hands and passed laws, both outlawing assault weapons and the ammunition. But this is particularly targeted to the feeding devices because we understand that the New Mexico Constitution does not allow municipalities to deal with the weapons themselves, nor probably the ammunition. But this is particular to the feeding devices,
right,
which enables, the massive amount of rounds. And so, we're hearing from lots of folks on both sides of the issue, from in and out of the state of New Mexico.
Now, this is going to be voted on next Wednesday, June 26th, City Council meeting, correct?
That's right.
And I've heard a lot of argument, and I know we're going to have to go really quickly, but if anybody wants to say anything to their city councilors, right, I assume you're getting a lot of feedback from the NRA.
Yes.
Or NRA-organized people.
Right. And then there's been the other, the proponents as well have been writing from throughout the state and outside the state. Honestly, there's one gentleman that I plan on talking to tomorrow who runs an outdoorsman, the gun shop, and he has put a particular group of folks together with a petition to let us know how they feel from in and out of New Mexico. And, I plan on meeting with him, but hope people come down and at least participate.
Next Wednesday, June 26th. Thank you so much, Patty Boucher, for being here. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is